This is Cast of Wonders, the fiction podcast for young adults featuring stories of the fantastic. Welcome! Today we present two flash fiction stories. If you're not familiar with flash fiction, it's a story form of varying brevity. And while there's no widely accepted definition of length, it generally ranges from a few hundred words to 1,000. Our first story is Color Contacts by Bethany Powell. Bethany didn't really know people wore contacts until one day in middle school when one of her classmates ran out of homeroom because one of his flipped. The fascinating trickery of it has stuck with her, though he was just as cute in glasses the next day. She also has a weak spot for manga with plot points about glasses or contacts. Bethany's mainly published fantasy genre poetry, which you can find at bethanypowell.com. She also keeps a semi-popular Tumblr on suit fashion, mainly featuring Asian celebrities, at suitdistracted.tumblr.com. When not scribbling or reblogging photos, she waits tables in a tea room. And now, we've the first of two tales to tell. Color Contacts by Bethany Powell. Crap, the lens is slipping and it's driving my eye crazy. I can barely focus to get out my credit card to hand to the clerk. It can't come out now, I'm in public. And of course she's as cute as that actress I liked last year, which is completely my luck. Ugh, so painful, it's flipped or something, and when I have to sign, the paper starts to smell of dangerous heat before I realise what I'm doing and shut it down. I crinkle it a little before handing it back to try and hide the char streaks. I wait for my copy to print and mentally list the things I hate, from these contacts and the friend who recommended soft ones, to the car my parents have me driving and how often it needs to be refilled. I don't know how to stand it. The pressing point in my mind is whether anyone seems to be in the men's room and whether it's quicker to run to my car. Does she think I'm just crying? What a dope. Just take it out, she mutters. Just keep facing this way and do it. I can't see well enough to check her for signs, but I don't have the willpower left to not believe. I fish the contact out and blink off tears she probably understands. The change drawer pops out automatically, and she puts the signed receipt in before slamming it closed again. And I'm not the only one who's having today's Libra luck, because it slams on her finger. Ouch! She shouts. And her hair explodes into the flames of a furious serpentine. Her black contacts aren't going to do her any good now, though they're not flipping on her. The line that's stacked up behind her half-paralyzed serpentine customer is now screaming. Come on, I say, and make a break for the door. I've got the car in gear as she jumps in on top of my backpack, and I pull out in the direction of downtown traffic. I check anxiously to see one of my eyes a fake patterned brown and the other naked, the fire flicker obvious to anyone. I lost the contact, I say to the clerk girl. Her face loses its look of ashen dread as she breaks out laughing. It's not good, I say. I don't even know where to run for you. I'll pick you up new ones on the way, she says. You probably need to take me to New Derry. This has already happened to me in Grange and Ferris. I am such a klutz. Man, I'm so sorry. No, my stupid contact started it. Okay, New Derry, that's going to be a while. What kind of music should I put on? And what's your name? When my eye stopped watering, this could actually be awesome. And so ends Color Contacts. Our second story is The Quest Unusual by David Steffen. David runs the webzine Diabolical Plots, which posts interviews, reviews, lists, and other material related to the field of speculative fiction. At this point, DP is the only site to regularly review daily science fiction, where this story originally ran. Another highlight is the Best Of podcast lists, including a Best of Cast Macabre, and in the near future, a best of Cast of Wonders. He has stories upcoming in Escape Pod, Pseudopod, and Daily Science Fiction, and his stories have been published in more than a dozen other places. See his bibliography page on Diabolical Plots for a full listing. And now, we've the second of two tales to tell. The Quest Unusual by David Steffen. Matthew spent half the morning removing rocks from the western fields before he felt the first rumblings through the soles of his feet. He looked up to see a cloud of dust moving quickly down the dirt road in his direction. The ground shook harder and harder as it approached, until he had to crouch just to keep from falling over. It stopped on the point of the road nearest to him, and when the dust cleared, he gasped when he saw a dragon bigger than his house. It was covered in a thick layer of road dust, which made it seem all the more real. Stranger than that, shields of every shape and size were strapped over every inch of its body. A belt spanned its waist with a lance in a scabbard, and a huge black cauldron served as a helmet, the handle tucked securely under its chin.
"Would you kindly direct me to Lord Vulpus's hall?"
the dragon rumbled in a voice that might have sounded haughty if it weren't accompanied by a deep grumble from the dragon's belly.
"What business do you have?"
Matthew asked, wondering if it would be wrong to give the dragon directions.
"I am known as Sir Hugh, and I am seeking employment. If I find and slay a dragon, my courageous deeds will be told from land to land, and my name will live forever in glory."
Matthew said nothing, being unsure what he could say to the towering beast.
"Well, peasant, I'm weary from the road, and I long for a bath and a bed before setting out again."
"But you're a..." The word stuck in his throat. Did the dragon really think it was a knight? Didn't it even notice how it towered over Matthew?
"Yes."
The dragon leaned its head down close to him, and that close, the smell of scorch and rotting meat on its breath made Matthew weak at the knees. Its tongue flickered out, tasting the air in between them. The gleam in its eye seemed to say it knew exactly what it was. Matthew could give the dragon directions, knowing that his lord might be killed as a result. But any other action would likely end with Matthew in the dragon's belly. At least Lord Vulpus had soldiers to protect him.
"My lord's keep is that way," he pointed to the west, "a half-day's walk as the crow flies." "I thank you."
The dragon bowed deeply and headed west. Matthew didn't even shout as the beast trampled his crops. He watched unmoving as the dust cloud faded into the distance. After a while he heard running footfalls behind him. That would be Ian, his neighbour.
Did you have a strange visitor just now?" Ian panted.
"I?
Odd fellow. Looking for Lord Vulpus, wanting to hunt dragons he was."
"I? A bit daft he was. His plan'll never work." Ian chuckled. "Of course it won't. Everyone knows there's no such thing as dragons."
And so ends The Quest Unusual. Of this story, David says, "A few years ago I listened to an Escape Pod interview with Greg Van Eekhout, the king of flash fiction. He described a method he'd used to produce some of his stories, where he would ask friends to give him story triggers from which he could produce stories. I decided to give it a try, and this story resulted from the phrase, the unmistakable smell of scorch. It immediately made me think of dragons, but I've often heard complaints that dragons are so common as to be cliched. So I wanted to think of a story about a dragon that I'd never heard before. Something new can often be found by a new arrangement of familiar pieces, so the familiar story of a knight on a quest to slay a dragon gained a new aspect." Now today, you've heard two stories on which to comment. Did you like them? Of what did they make you think? Head on over to castofwonders.org/forums and tell us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We hope you enjoy listening to Cast of Wonders as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. Cast of Wonders is free for your ears, but we pay the authors for their wonderful stories, and the money has to come from somewhere. Maybe you? If you'd like to support our authors, visit castofwonders.org, where you'll see two donate buttons. Use either one at your discretion. If you can't donate, that's no problem at all. Help spread the word. Blog or tweet about us, or like our Facebook page. Cast of Wonders is a production of Wolfsbane Publishing. The editor is Barry J. Northern. The audio producer and host is Graham Dunlop. It's released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Share it, but don't change it or sell it. Theme is Appeal to Heavens by Alexei Nov from musicali.com.